I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The fate of Alabama's embattled Chief Justice now rests with the Court of the Judiciary. APR's Alex Aubuchon has the latest from Montgomery.
Supporters of Chief Justice Roy Moore and gay rights advocates packed the steps of the Alabama Judicial Building today. The State Court of the Judiciary heard oral arguments this afternoon in a case that could result in Moore's removal from office. Moore is accused of encouraging the state's probate judges to defy a U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage. Moore says he didn't order the judges to do anything. The court says they'll issue a ruling in the next few days. If they think a trial is necessary, it will be held September 28th. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News, Montgomery.
Alabama Governor Robert Bentley has appointed Tuscaloosa County's district attorney to the State Board of Pardons and Paroles. Lynn Head will join the three-member board September 6th. Bentley will appoint someone to fill the district attorney position by then. Head says the board has expanded its objective beyond monitoring paroled and pardoned offenders and has started to set policies and create a program to further prison reentry efforts. Head has served as Tuscaloosa's district attorney since the governor appointed her in 2013. Bentley chose Head over four other candidates nominated by a committee. And health officials are offering free tuberculosis screenings today in Houston County. The health department is encouraging anyone who might have visited any downtown Dothan nightclubs recently to get tested for TB. Pam Barrett is the director for the Division of TB Control. She says that contracting TB isn't just a casual thing like the flu.
You have to be in an enclosed area for an extended period of time to be able to catch TB from someone. You know, you have to be in an enclosed area such as a small building or a small room for several hours multiple times.
The screening will be held today at the Houston County Health Department. Treatment is planned for those found with the bacteria in their system. Taking a look at the region's weather forecast, in the Tennessee Valley and central and west Alabama areas tonight, cloudy skies with lows in the mid-70s and a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-70s. 82 degrees in Mobile, 84 in Jasper and Birmingham, 79 in Tuscaloosa, 86 in Montgomery, 88 in Selma, and 91 in Florence and Huntsville. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.